This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground kicking off the second hour of this Tuesday edition of the show. For those of you that are wanting to call in, sorry, you can't do that because normally we are an open phones talk show, and we'll get back to that format probably tomorrow. But for the last 5 days, this is day number 5 of Shire Fest and Somalia Fest up at Rogers Campground with a bunch of liberty-minded folks here. I'm Ian Freeman. We also got Roger.
Yep, I'm glad to be here.
Roger Paxton, the host of Lava Flow, the Lava Flow podcast, which you can get over at thelavaflow.com.
Absolutely.
And he does some other shows, too, including a libertarian view of Star Wars.
A libertarian view of the Star Wars universe. It's called Resist the Empire. It's resisttheempirepodcast.com.
Yeah, so that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. We have a blast with it.
And we're here with Kendall Strahan, who's one of the not-that-new mover. He's for the Free State Project. He moved about a year ago with his family up to Berlin, New Hampshire, which, interestingly, you were saying, Kendall, that you were thinking about moving to Keene. I had thought about moving to Berlin originally, just because the houses were so damn cheap, and I'm one of those kind of guys. I can work from anywhere. We do a radio show, so as long as I've got an internet connection, I can do this.
Right.
And it's just the houses are so cheap there. I thought, oh, it'd be a great place to buy a house, but it's probably a little bit colder there, and there's not much going on. And so we ended up going to Keene, and it was what inspired us to go to, or me to go to Keene, was some of the earliest movers there. I moved back in 2006.
Oh wow.
So the people who moved there before me were doing some really cool civil disobedience, and I thought, man, I gotta get up there with those folks.
So you weren't the genesis of all of that civil disobedience?
No.
That's what everybody thinks and everybody says these days. So.
No. See, people don't know their history.
Right, of course.
And, you know, the newbies coming in, they don't know who Russell Canning and Lauren Canario were. And so these guys were getting arrested, doing civil disobedience. They had the federal police arrest them inside the post office once.
Wow.
And just, you know, really interesting times. And I thought, God, I got to get up there. I've got this radio show. I've got a video camera. I could help publicize what these people are doing. It was my goal. I mean, I didn't intend to go up and do civil disobedience, but
it kind of worked out.
But it's catchy,
right?
When you're around people like Russell, who is a real, you know, inspiration to me. He always had a smile on his face. It didn't matter if he was getting put in handcuffs and stuffed in the back of a police cruiser. He was always just cracking jokes with the cops that were arresting him, and just had a real good attitude about it. You know, he was real understanding and forgiving towards these men that were doing their jobs.
And if you're going to be arrested over and over again, you really kind of have to have that attitude about it. Because,
sure.
I mean, at the end of the day, they are just doing their job. Of course, we know that's a terrible reason to do the job that they
right.
do. But at the end of the day, they're human beings just like we are.
Exactly.
So, absolutely, you have to have that attitude. And I don't have that kind of attitude. I'm much more like Mark Edge, where I would be yelling and screaming. Right, right. So I would not be good at that at this stage of my life.
Right. And so that was what, you know, inspired me to come up here. And everybody's got their own reasons. In your case, you got pulled up here by your wife, Kendall. You were telling us she's been very excited about moving to New England for a long time.
Right.
So how did she come across was it her who came across the Free State Project?
Yeah, she came across the Free State Project. I think what really drew her to the North Country was, we were talking earlier about the weather. You see the mm-hmm. four seasons here. That was her first pull. And then I think once she started doing more research, then she kind of ran into the Free State Project. And I think how she actually found the whole porcupine is really funny. She looked at great places to raise a black kid set. And for whatever reason, New Hampshire showed up.
Huh.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I mean, it's at the top of so many lists
right.
these days. It's incredible how many lists at the top of. Of course, my wife and I did a lot of that research before we moved.
Right.
And of course, we found this was the best place to raise a family.
To raise a family. I'd heard it was the best place to raise a family. I didn't hear specifically that black kids were, you know, the best.
And I was like, really?
That's so fascinating.
That's great.
Well, it is a great state. There's no question about that.
Well, you know, freedom works.
It does.
And it has worked well for New Hampshire over the years. And it's, the system of government that we have here with the 400 state representatives, it's so easy for the average person to get elected here, and it's $100 a year paycheck, so it doesn't attract any of the professional politicians or lawyers that those positions normally attract in all the other states where they get paid real well and they got office staff. Here, if you're a state representative, you get a locker.
Right.
That's what you get in the state house. You don't have a secretary.
And $100 a year.
You don't have an aide. You don't have a, you know, any kind of staff whatsoever.
Well, that's how we really have those citizen politicians. Right. I mean, you know, people talk about that from the early part of this country where we had citizen politicians, but you really do have that here. We didn't even have that in Arkansas. I mean, it's a, you know, podunk state. It's relatively poor. But even there, we had your career politicians. Right. And that's all that they wanted to do with their lives. Here you see very, very little of that. Except maybe in the federal races, of course, and the higher governor and things like that. But your average state rep, I have never met a career state rep in the state yet. So
yeah, many of them are very down to earth.
Absolutely.
You can talk to them. They'll listen to you. And actually, you know, as Daryl Perry has found out with LibertyLobby.info, his new lobbying firm, they pay attention and they take some of his ideas and they implement them. So, you know, we can really make a difference, and we are already making a difference up here. So you moved up. You brought the whole family up with you. You're already, doing entrepreneurial stuff, buying property up there and, you know, launching a new business, going to sell some soul food, which I'm excited about. Now, that'll give me a reason to go to Berlin.
Absolutely.
You know, the only other reason I had to go to Berlin was Walmart, but I've never really needed to go because you can go to Big Lots
or I do miss good soul food because we were right across the river from Memphis, Tennessee. And of course, you get some really good soul food in Memphis, Tennessee. So I certainly miss that.
Or y'all can bring it out here and set it up. That way nobody has to go
there
to Berlin.
You know.
That's the plan for next
year?
Nice.
Yeah, next year.
All right. I'm down.
I'll be by.
You got my pre-commitment right now.
You take Bitcoin, right?
Well, we were talking about that. You're not into Bitcoin yet, or what's your
status? I don't completely understand it fully. But
you're going to understand it better by the time you leave this table.
Right. I know my wife, she knows more about it than I do. And we do have future plans to even put Bitcoin inside our building once we get everything up and operational. So,
cool. Yeah, it's for listeners that don't know, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It was not created by any banks or any governments in the world, and it can't be stopped. The government cannot shut it down.
I mean, they'd have to shut down the entire internet.
Yep, which is pretty unlikely.
You could still have hard wallets that you could do business with if you had to.
Yep, and Bitcoin.com is the best place to go to learn more about Bitcoin. Maybe you are brand new to it and you want to learn the basics. They've got that over at Bitcoin.com. They'll recommend different wallet software to you. You do have to have a wallet in which you then sort of keep your Bitcoin, sort of. It doesn't actually stay in your wallet. Right. The wallet's just your private key that allows you access to that Bitcoin on the cloud. So even if you lose your phone, as long as you've gotten, as long as you've backed up your wallet, you're good. So you can drop the phone in a lake or, whatever, and you can, sort of reinitialize the wallet later on. It's an amazing technology, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. So go and check out Bitcoin.com and get the latest news about Bitcoin over at news.bitcoin.com, where Daryl had brought us the headline yesterday that the SegWit 2X proposal has been on the rise as far as the number of miners that are mining it. We now have over 70% of the blocks that are being mined in the Bitcoin blockchain that are signaling for this New York agreement, the SegWit 2X. So it's starting to look really good. It looks like there may actually be a usable future for Bitcoin. They may be able to fix this thing. May not be too late to save Bitcoin as the number one cryptocurrency.
There's already been so many people jump off that, I think at this point you're still going to have those hardcore, those hardcore Bitcoiners who are always going to stick with it and consider it a place to hold value instead of actually use it as a currency.
Right.
But I think that a lot of those people who use the currencies day to day have already had to jump off. I mean, I don't hold any Bitcoin. I have Dash and I have Ether to use here this weekend because I'm not going to,
because it's more useful.
Right. I'm not going to buy a $2 cup of coffee with a $1.50 or $2 Bitcoin.
It's crazy.
I can't do it.
It's crazy.
Right.
So, Kendall, you are the organizer, one of the organizers of the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival kicking off tomorrow at this very Rogers campground. And you poor, poor man. How did they talk you into this?
He's a sucker.
Right. You see, I got quiet. I was like,
Because it's a big responsibility. It's a lot of work. And, of course, everybody's complaining about something. And you're the guy they're going to complain to.
Sure.
So.
Right.
Are you looking forward to this weekend?
Not really.
It's going to be fun.
No, I think it's going to be fun. Yeah. And, we, in all honesty, it's a good team that's already here. A lot of people transferred over from last year. So I think it'll go smoothly.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
If it doesn't have the F word, the S word, the N word.
No. In all honesty, I'm looking forward to most just being able to get out and actually meet some of the people. Yeah. Last year, I really didn't have a chance to do that. I kind of stayed shied away from just meeting a lot of people, but now I'm kind of here now, so I have to get out there and see who is who and let people see who I am. Yeah. And I just love the sense of community that Pork Fist kind of creates. You know, I think he's spoken on that earlier.
It's all about the people.
And that's why we keep coming. I may see, well, we're running the main pavilion, so I'll by default see a few of the talks. But I'm not going to actually be going to any of the talks. I'm here to see my family.
You're right. Yeah.
This intentional family that we've joined and helped create. That's why I'm here.
Yep. Kendall, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live, man. I appreciate the discussion.
No problem.
I'm sure we'll have you back at some point in the future.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Kendall.
We're coming up from Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground for Somalia Fest and Shire Fest, the final day of those festivals, the first year for them. It's been great getting to connect and reconnect with liberty-loving folks from all around the country, many of whom have already moved to New Hampshire or are planning to move or just moved this week or within the last few days.
And I've already met a couple that have said they are moving soon. So
excellent.
Great.
Yes. Roger Paxton with me. I'm Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live. Roger, the host of the Lava Flow podcast, which you can get at thelavaflow.com. We're talking to interesting characters and folks that are here at the festival, and I saw Ed walking by from Little Zoe's Pizza. He's Ed Forrester, and Ed, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, pleasure to have you here. We met at Little Zoe's because you are in Keene, New Hampshire, where I happen.
Yes, yes.
And I caught wind that this really awesome pizza place was at Pork Fest last year, and that they started taking Bitcoin during Pork Fest.
Yep.
Tell me the story there. What happened last year to you guys? Because you'd never been to Pork Fest before last year.
No, we had never been to Pork Fest before, and obviously we had never used Bitcoin before as well. Our initial impetus for coming here wasn't really about the Free State Project or anything specifically other than an opportunity to sell pizza.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the more I learned about what you guys were, and I said, well, wait a second. I know these people.
You like freedom.
You know, I mean, I'm going to get along with everybody there.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's
I
fantastic.
Mean, and it was just, I came here and I was just so happily surprised by the experience. It was such a great group of people. I mean, everyone is so polite. Everyone is so nice. This is unlike any other festival I've ever been to as far as the attitudes of the people that generally are attending.
Well, we're very glad to have you back because
I
was telling
you
during the break that it is my kid. It's about the only thing he will eat at Pork Fest because he's a very picky eater.
Wow.
But he will eat Zoe's pizza every day that he's here.
That's awesome.
He loves it. And your daughter, just she's the sweetest thing. I assume Zoe's your daughter.
Yes, Zoe's my daughter.
She's the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
She works her tail off. She's amazing.
She does. She does. She's quite the character, and she's really developing her marketing skills and her sales skills and her attention to detail and all the things necessary for running a business.
Well, during the rain yesterday, of course, my son was buying pizza. During the rain, you invited him in.
Yep.
So my son himself, he sells food at markets. He sells hot dogs and stuff, and he was so excited to see the inside of what you guys do because his dream is on a food truck.
So
he was so excited
about very curious. He was asking us about everything inside. So this is where you do that, and that's where you do this. Wow, this is really cool. I like this.
Yeah, he was very excited. He had to come and tell us all about it.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
And it is a cool truck. You were telling me that the ovens actually go out of the back of the unit, so that way the heat doesn't at all go into the
truck. Absolutely.
That's
I was, well, I was lucky enough to find these ovens, and it turns out that the guy who designed them is out of Pepperell, Mass. He happens to be an engineer and a pizza lover, and this is his third generation. He tried to retail them, out to the general public. That was in 2010, and that didn't really work out so well for him. And I bought the majority of his ovens from him. He gave me a pretty good deal. Now, going back to what I do, we're primarily a take-and-bake restaurant.
Right.
Meaning that we don't have ovens in our shop at all. And our focus is just premium product. The idea being that you come in, you design, and we'll assist in building your perfect pizza, and then you take it home and you bake it perfectly.
And that also helps people avoid the prepared food tax here in New Hampshire.
Oh, my goodness. It's a grocery item, brother. It's
right.
a grocery
That's
item.
Great. That's
you know? Yeah, nothing is close to being done. You cannot eat my food, out the store. You've got to go home and cook it.
Yeah, it's absolutely not prepared.
And y'all been around for like half a decade now.
Well, six years now we've been in this location.
Which means
it's
working.
Yes.
Because in the restaurant business, most of them, 80% of them, as I understand it, don't make it past the first year, and the other 80% don't make it past, year number two or five.
Well, don't get me wrong. We've been struggling in the beginning, new business. We worked our tails off, and now we're finally being able to catch our breath, basically, and expand a little bit. The mobile food trailer that we have. To do festivals, to do weddings, to do private functions, private parties is a nice addition, and we want to expand in that direction.
Yeah, I love being able to go to the food truck and actually get a hot Little Zoe's pizza.
And Eric can come out piping hot. And so I had the hot Italian sausage yesterday. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And it's just big enough. I was able to eat the whole thing. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to eat the whole thing.
But as we like to say, it's enough to share unless you're hungry. Yes. And then there's not enough
to
spare.
Right. I like that. I like that very much.
And it's really good stuff, too. So the hardest part whenever I go to, because I'm in Keene, I get to actually go to their shop.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part is deciding what to order. Y'all have such a big menu, and it's a little overwhelming.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God, what do I get this time?
Absolutely. You know, we have 5 different styles of crust. We have 12 different sauces and over 70 toppings.
It's crazy.
But we do try to help you out. We have on one side of our menu a bunch of combinations with some brilliant names so you can keep them memorized in your head. And then we even point out which
ones
are...
I like the Red Dragon. The Red Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one?
Okay. Now, the Red Dragon, it's hot. And it's one of those things because there's so much garlic in it, man. It's a combination thing. It not only is it spicy inside, but it's spicy to everyone else around you after you've had it.
I'm a big garlic fan, so I would love that.
You're going to love it. It's loaded.
It's really spicy, too. Yeah. Like for New England, this is like real spicy. Yeah.
We get a great Tasso ham from North Country Smokehouse. We put pepperoni on it. We put hot cherry peppers, hot Italian sausage, as well as loads of garlic. And then we just top it off with some... crushed red pepper, and it's just the combination of all those things together is just outstanding.
I'm going to have to come to Keene and try that.
It's my favorite so far that I've had.
Awesome. And you take Bitcoin in the actual stores?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Ian helped us out with that. I really appreciate that. He was just a guiding light in that whole area as far as getting us on board. Prior to that, we were just doing the old,
QR code.
QR code.
And it's like, you know, that's what they do over at Area 23 in Concord, and it's a risky thing because you have to trust your customer to get it right.
And your employees, too, just to make sure that they're following through to make sure that the transaction actually happened. You know?
And my kids use QR codes because they do it at the markets around here, and they use a QR code. And for them, that works just well.
But
for my wife, who's now starting a jam business, GraniteGourmetFoods.com.
Wonderful.
She's doing Bitcoin, and we're about to get her set up with a POS and all of that as well, just because it's much more advanced than what my kids do.
And
so we're
simple. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and right away the transaction happened. Yeah, exactly. Hey. You know, it's all done. Yeah.
So it's important. And, you know, if you're accepting payments from customers, the customer may be nice. They may be a good person. Yeah. They may not be trying to scam you, but they might hit an extra zero or one fewer zeros.
Absolutely.
And then they send you 10 cents or $100 instead of $10. And you don't know it until later because you don't have any kind of way to easily check. So you got to have a point of sale system. And one of the real struggles that we've had, you know, behind the scenes, we were talking yesterday about the Bitcoin geek war that has been happening. I don't know if you're aware of this yet. But,
I'm getting a taste of it. I'm seeing there's a lot of options out there.
I'm gonna be working up an email to all of the Bitcoin accepting merchants in the Keene area because I've helped with a lot of them come on board and just kind of explaining what's happening and you know what are the possibilities for the future, because these next several weeks for Bitcoin are going to be a very interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what I really want to see happen is a point of sale system that works for one of the other currencies.
Mm.
Because if Bitcoin continues to be broken, it's going to be a problem. So, like, right now the average fee is about $2.
Right.
And that's crazy.
It is.
It didn't used to be that way.
Right.
A year ago, when you were here, it was probably no more than like 5 cents or something
that.
So the fees have shot up like insane, and it can't keep going like that, or no one's going to want to buy stuff with Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
So we're working on options, and Steven Zeiler has something really cool that he's working on right now for Dash, and I can't say anything.
Well, I've had to set up a Dash wallet for my kids for their business, because when you're buying a $2 hot dog, a $2 fee on top of that, it's not practical.
It's not going to happen. No.
So I'll be in touch with that.
Outstanding.
Ed Forrester from Little Zoe's Pizza, thanks for coming on Free Talk.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
If you're ever in Keene, New Hampshire, go see him.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground on what has become a rainy day. The clouds were threatening, and they are now doing what they had threatened to do. We're getting a little sprinkle. But we're still outside. We're still under the Lava Flow tent. Thank you, Roger Paxton, for the hospitality here.
Absolutely.
Not only hosting Free Talk Live, but also hosting the location for Free Talk Live. And you can get more of Roger over at thelavaflow.com. He's got his own podcast that he does on basically a once-a-week basis. So check that out. And it's Ian Freeman here from Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com, download archives. Maybe you're just now tuning in. You didn't know we were at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest for the last several days. This is day number 5 of those festivals. So if you want to go back and listen to all the great guests we've had over the weekend, they're all posted up right now for you to download at your leisure at freetalklive.com. And we were also talking with Ed Forster from Little Zoe's Pizza. He's one of the local business owners that got turned on to Bitcoin because he came here. He just wanted to come sell some pizzas right. last year, but of course, as is tends to be the case, probably within the first hour of him opening up, likely somebody came along and said, "Do you take Bitcoin?" And then probably another 10 people asked him after that. And
well, the best part of that story for me was that he came to Porkfest and found his people. You know, he said, "These are the people that I should have been around all the time," which is just fascinating. And that's the
Didn't even know that.
And that's the kind of thing I even find at work. You know, one of the guys that works for me, he's very liberty oriented, and you know, didn't know any of this was going on in the state, and he's very friendly to what we do, and he's found his people with us, so it's fantastic.
Well, there's a lot of that here in New Hampshire, and Matt Phillips is our next guest here from the Free State Project. You are the current president of said Free State Project, and how many years have you lived up here now?
Lived in New Hampshire. Yeah. I moved about 4 years ago.
Okay.
In fact, I just had Facebook remind me that 4 years ago I was here at Forkfest.
Wow.
So I had come to Liberty Forum, came to Forkfest. A few months later, I was living here.
Anybody who's been up here for long enough knows that, you know, we are surrounded in New Hampshire by these New Hampshire natives who really are freedom-loving people.
Right.
They really have it in their blood, almost.
A lot of them. And, of course, then you have the Granite State Progress, which, you know...
They aren't from around here.
Well, they're not. You're right. The leads are not. But still, you do have some people that are... Well, you guys deal with it in Keene, of course. You do have some natives that are, you know, not as happy about it. But for the most part, the average New Hampshireite that I talk to absolutely embraces freedom and liberty and what we try to do here. Absolutely.
I mean, we pick New Hampshire for a reason.
Right.
It's not that we're coming in and invading with some foreign idea of how things should be run. We're just reinforcements for the basic foundational libertarian culture that has existed in this state, you know, for hundreds of years, literally now.
Well, my favorite bumper sticker that I see at these events is the Keep New Hampshire Awesome bumper sticker, which is absolutely what we're trying to do here. No question.
And make it more awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, what I want to see happen is for New Hampshire, on the list of the Freedom in the 50 States that Cato published this year, we were at number one, which is good. But we'd been at number four as of like 2 years before that. So it's good to be back at number one. But obviously, there's not much of a difference between number one and number two as far as the scores are concerned the state's got. So I want New Hampshire to be way above the number.
I actually just asked Jason Sorens a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, what is that going to stay as just a 1 through 50 ranking, or are you going to start scoring it so that people can start to see how much ahead of the rest of the pack New Hampshire
is? Maybe do it in a percentage or something.
They do. They have that score.
You have to dig into it a little bit, but to make it a little more clear that, you know, if number two is at 100, we're at, you know,
200.
Yeah. 300. I don't know
The case may be. Well, and I definitely think that New Hampshire is going to be on top again this year because of the successes we've had this year with constitutional carry, the Bitcoin bill, cannabis decriminalization.
Really,
so I definitely
think
we'll
be on top. Some of the education
stuff. Absolutely. I think there's no question we'll be on top.
Business taxes are continuing to be ratcheted down.
Yep.
Although, an interesting point, I was just talking to Kate Baker, who's one of the big education choice activists here.
Yep.
She's a native. Yep. And she works for a children's scholarship fund. They raise money to fund kids going to private charter schools and private schools to get out of the public school system.
Fantastic.
And there was a bill that was passed several years ago that allows corporations to donate money to that and deduct it from their corporate tax that they have to pay here in New Hampshire. It's a little complicated on the numbers, but it's basically, you can basically, if you're a business owner here, you can basically completely eliminate your business tax by donating to this organization that takes kids out of public school and puts them into private schools or charter schools.
Wow.
So if you're a business owner and you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire and you're looking at those business taxes and you're thinking that they might still be kind of high, right? We're just now down to just below where Massachusetts are.
Right.
Okay. Forget it. If you have any profits or revenues that would fall under either the business profits tax or business enterprise tax, you can donate those away and deduct them completely for a really good cause. And there's no cap on that. So if she were to raise however much money we spend on education in New Hampshire, she'd be able to take all the kids out.
That's incredible. And, you know, public schools is something that I rail against on my show a lot because, you know, I homeschool my children.
Right.
And I went through public school, unfortunately. I actually did a show this morning, the one that released at thelavaflow.com, was about an article just a couple of years ago where 260,000 kids were either restrained or put in the seclusion room in public schools in this country.
Jeez.
And that's very low, you know, there was very low reporting of that, too. I mean, there were actually
the exclusion room. That sounds like solitary confinement.
Well, they call it, so we're actually... what they're doing is we're torturing kids. Kids in
solitary
public school
is considered torture.
Absolutely. So I'm so glad to hear something like that. Getting kids out of these government indoctrination centers. Fantastic.
Yeah, and in fact, I just was chatting with her a couple days ago. She's currently running a matching campaign for donations. So if you're out there, check her out. It's Children's Scholarship Fund. I'm not sure if that's the website, but you'll have to Google it.
From New Hampshire. Yeah.
They're a national organization, but so she runs the New Hampshire chapter. So if you're donating, just make a note that it's for New Hampshire, and she'll get it.
Now, if we can just get the property taxes lowered for people who homeschool like I do, I would be happy.
The thing about property taxes, though, is you can optimize for that too. If you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, you can pick a town where they've managing tightly their finances and they've got low relative property tax.
And there are several towns like that.
And so there are many towns like that. You can also buy a smaller property. Right. If property tax is like the big hit that you're going
to
take.
Or you can buy in Berlin where they cost next to nothing.
Well, but their taxes are fairly high. So.
But still.
Right. Yeah, sure. When you're paying high taxes on something.
Or out on the seacoast, there's a couple of towns. Newington, which is a pretty industrial town. Or Newcastle, which is, you're going to pay a lot of money for a property there. But their tax rate is
now, where did
low.
You choose to live?
I actually landed in Bedford, which is a suburb of Manchester.
It's like the soccer mom community.
It's very much soccer mom, Bedford Lee Hills.
That fits you for some reason.
I'm not sure I'm going to end up stay there permanently.
You're renting or buy a house?
I bought a condo, so I'm in a townhouse there just because I got so busy so quickly with the activism that I haven't had time to look for a nice piece of land a little bit farther out and build a nice little solar off-grid house.
Nice.
But that's the plan eventually. I'll probably keep both. But Bedford's all right. It's really easy to get into Manchester. Right. It's really easy to jaunt up to Concord for any of the legislative stuff. I can dash over to the seacoast, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Not even too far to get out to Keene. So it's really centrally located. In fact, I looked this up. About 90% of New Hampshire's population is within a 50-mile radius of Manchester.
Manchester,
yeah. So
is the population center.
And that's part of why we chose New Hampshire over like a state like Wyoming, where everything is so spread out.
We were talking about that earlier on the show.
You can't drive around it.
Yeah, we were talking about the wannabes, the competitors to the Free State Project.
But here in New Hampshire, where there's a Liberty meetup pretty much every day, every other day, all year long, it's really easy to drive over here to this one, drive over here to that one. Sometimes the first Saturday of the month, it's like 4 in a row.
Really?
And so you just...
There's a lot.
You just got to drive around.
There's a lot.
And that was very overwhelming for Jess and I when we were thinking about moving up here. We were looking at those Liberty calendars that are out there about New Hampshire. It's like, there's literally something every day.
If you want to.
Yeah, we weren't even having something every month in Arkansas. And we had a pretty active Libertarian Party. So it was very overwhelming at first. But, of course, you get here and you want to go to all of them. You can't.
You can't.
You have to pick and choose. It's been an incredible, incredible year now.
And it's amazing. I mean, just libertarians can't even really understand. I mean, it's hard to fathom what it's like when there are thousands of us in one place. And, you get these objections of like, oh, there's all this drama. And no, there's not. There really is.
There's drama on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's always drama on Facebook.
I think Facebook's one of the worst things that has ever happened to this movement.
Right.
Any
movement.
And I know you've been really active in trying to find alternatives and recruit people. And I support all those efforts. I worry about the same thing, which is we're so heavily dependent on Facebook for a lot of our organization and collaboration. And it's a potential trap, right?
It
it's
is.
A potential pit.
Well, let's talk about that way.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because it is. It's designed to basically promote drama and somehow make it so people can't pay attention to the important things.
Right.
But we can get back into that and what some of the other options are, because it is important to get our content off of their platform, because you don't want them holding an axe over your head in any way.
Right.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground in the middle of a rainstorm, but we're going to stay on the air. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no No itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds.
Free, this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right, use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Somalia Fest and Shire Fest 2017 at Rogers Campground, just the day before the beginning of Pork Fest 2017, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that is, of course, put on by the Free State Project. Definitely not too late to get out, to come out and meet some cool folks who are going to be here throughout the weekend. Matt Phillips is with us from the Free State Project. He is the president of said Free State Project. It's Ian and Roger here on Free Talk Live in our outdoor studio, brought to you by the Lava Flow podcast this weekend here. The weekend's been fantastic. So many great people, so many good times, and things are just getting rolling here as we've got Matt on the line. We were talking about Facebook just a moment ago, yeah. And it is my contention that Facebook has been one of the worst things that has ever happened to the movement. It gives you the illusion that you're connecting with people, right? It's social media.
Right.
And there are a lot of people on Facebook. So, I mean, it is a true statement that there are a lot of people there, that's where everyone is. And, well, there are exceptions. There are people who will refuse to use Facebook. But there are a lot of folks there. And so you feel like, oh, yeah, I can reach all these people. But you can't. You can put everybody into the same group, but they won't see all the posts.
Right.
They won't see the most important stuff. You can send an invite to a bunch of people. They won't have the time pretend they won't see it. It's just they want you to pay. They want you to pay to promote the things that are important to you when, you know, you shouldn't have to. If you've got a community and a tool that is supposed to allow you to reach that community, that tool shouldn't be debased, which is what they've done with Facebook over the years. It was better in the past.
It was, absolutely. If you did something on your company page, for example, it would actually reach much more people than it is now. They absolutely forced you to do that payment.
I recently was speaking to one of Facebook's largest advertisers, and they basically said that the guidance they've been giving is to expect essentially zero organic reach.
And the organic reach is when you post something, the people who like your page,
it would show up in their feed just because they were interested in it. But if
without paying,
without you sponsoring your post to get it, bump it up higher and get it into more people's feeds, you should basically what Facebook is basically saying is, don't expect that to ever happen going forward.
It's garbage. It really is.
Well, I mean, from some perspective, it does, for example, when Jess and I were considering moving up here, it really helped us a lot to connect with porcupines and to ask questions because he was terrified of the winters. So we asked questions, okay, do I need, snow tires? Do we need these sorts of things? And it did help from that respect. Of course, that same thing could have been done in a forum.
Other forum.
Sure, right. Sure.
And the Free State Project still has a forum. It's still there, but there's hardly anyone using it. The Shire Society still has a forum. It's doing a little better than it was. I installed some new software in it in December.
And you've been promoting it, too.
And I've been promoting it. But I promoted it previously. Nobody cared. Yeah. But the new software, I think, is helping because it's made it a more modern experience. You can get the notifications popping up from your browser. Whenever somebody responds to a thread, I'll get a little pop-up that I see, even if I'm not on the site. Of course, emails come in as well for updates. But it's also got easy, like old forums, it was hard to implement images in your posts and things like that. This has made it much more modern, where you can easily link in images and YouTube videos and any link from a news post or some other website. It gives you a little summary like you kind of expect to see from social media. So it kind of has that Facebook-y feel to it with a lot of those same features of ease of use, but it doesn't have anybody holding an axe over your head. Nobody's saying, oh, well, you better do what we say or else we're going to cut your access. As we've seen, many of our friends have been banned from Facebook for 30, 60, 90 days for saying something offensive.
I'm terrified that for those of us who are activists or who are in charge of organizations that are really dependent on it, like the Free State Project, that for no known reason, Facebook could just one day, say, sorry, you violated our terms and conditions, and we're shutting you down.
There goes your 100,000 fans.
Right. And there's no, our, 9,000 people that we have in the Free State Project group itself, and then plus the Porkfest page, and we've got literally hundreds of groups. Right. And if we don't have access to that, some degree, we're going to be dead in the water.
Yeah, and here's what I'd suggest you do. Go through those groups and see how many of them have had a post in the last year. Because I guarantee you, the ones that are the most popular, there's still some action there.
I know a lot of them are somewhat active for at least a handful of people.
Many of them are dead, though.
Yeah.
If you go in there, you'd be lucky, you'd be hard-pressed to find a post within the last year in most of these activist groups. And it's not to say those people aren't doing activism. It's just the groups aren't helping facilitate them, so they've stopped using the groups for that purpose.
And then here's another factor, too, which is, I would say, the number two, the number two and three social media platforms are Twitter and Instagram right now, right?
Yep.
Well, Instagram, guess what, is now owned by Facebook.
Right.
So great integration, but, if Facebook decides to shut you down because, Mark Zuckerberg's not down with your politics, then you're screwed. Yep. And then Twitter, Twitter's really languishing right now. It's like people are getting tired of that. They can't get any money.
They're going to go out of business at some point.
They have to.
Yeah. Well, and Twitter's worse than Facebook as far as the
quality of dialogue.
It is a horrendous place to actually communicate. Well, when you're having to do it in 140 characters, that's a terrible decision anyway.
I find it to be hard to use.
It is. Sometimes
somebody will tag me on Twitter, and so I can easily see what they're tagging me in, but half the time they're responding to somebody else's tweet, and I'm like, how do I see the whole thread? I'm not a dummy when it comes to technology. If you dig around enough, you can find it, but it's not like
it's not very intuitive. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And to bring it kind of back home, too, to look at it from sort of a philosophic practical perspective, I think one of the big things that's missing is reputation, right? And we talk a lot about how we would organize ourselves in a society, private society. Reputation is always a big piece of that. And Facebook, if you're just hopping into the Free State Project group, for example, and you're asking questions like, do I need snow tires or whatever, you have no idea who's answering or what their agenda is whether they're giving you good information or not.
You hope that the admins of the group have done some, weeding out, but that's not always the case.
If you've got 9,000 people in that group, I'm telling you right now, half of them aren't Free Staters.
Absolutely.
They're probably just looky-loos or trolls or whatever.
Sure.
So I think that's looking to the future of what I would want to see in a platform that would facilitate that kind of thing. I think that that's a really key piece of that puzzle.
Well, we found one recently. Each platform sort of has its different strengths. So the Shire Society forums is a good forum platform, and you've got the Pax Libertas sub forum in there now, and Free Talk Live. We've been promoting that there's a Free Talk Live sub forum, and so it originally was intended only for Shire Society members to communicate and kind of connect with folks who are moving here and having effective conversations where if somebody's coming in to start drama, you can move that thread somewhere else. This, to me, is the weakest part, one of the weakest part about Facebook groups is they give you a banhammer, and that's your only tool for moderation.
Right.
So if somebody comes into the group and they're, posting something that is mostly useless, you could just go ahead and delete that thread if it's causing drama or whatever, but then that causes more drama because then people are like, oh, well, why'd you delete that thread, blah, 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 and then five more threads get posted. It's such a waste of time. On a forum, you can have an area where there's like drama zone, and then, there's the productive zone.
Yeah.
And so if somebody posts drama in the productive zone, you can just move the thread.
Well, if your only tool is a band hammer, then everybody looks like a troll. So there you go.
And so, there are ways to deal with those things easily with forums, with every forum software
absolutely.
That's ever been produced, but Facebook doesn't have that. It doesn't matter if you moderate more than one group, you cannot move a post from one group to another group. This is basic functionality that it doesn't
have. I
end up
doing that a lot where somebody posts something to one group, but it belongs in this other group, and I have to message them and say, sorry, I had to delete that, but please repost it in this other. It's like
it's so manual. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's terrible. And so for and then for chat, what we found recently is a program called Riot, which is really neat. So some people have been
still
using...
Still buggy is my issue with it.
It is buggy. It's in beta.
Yeah.
So
it's got the right idea, though.
But what they're doing is they've taken... I don't know if anybody's familiar with Slack.
Yeah.
So Slack, for listeners that aren't familiar, is a corporation that offers basically a glorified IRC chat room, group of chat rooms for businesses to use for, group communications within...
And it's gotten a tremendous amount of traction in places like Silicon Valley and the corporate world. Like every company is using it.
A lot of cryptocurrency companies are using it.
It's fine. It's a fine platform, but it's their free version. They limit you to 10,000 posts or 10,000 characters or whatever it was. Maybe it's 10,000 posts. But anyway, there's a hard limit that once you go beyond that, you can't search anything older than those 10,000 posts.
So it's not good for archiving.
So it's terrible for that.
Unless you're paying the money, which is
well,
not terrible.
We actually have, for the Free State Project, we're using it. They have a nonprofit plan that basically gives you the first tier paid program for free.
Oh, that's nice.
So we've managed to avoid some of those limitations. But at the same
time, it's expensive though. But if you were to pay for it, it's $5 a head per month.
But even for us, it's free for us to use. It's still every time I got to get a new volunteer,
I got to register them
and install the software, get them remember to turn on notifications on their phone.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Facebook chat and Signal and all of these others. It's like I got 40 places I got to check my messages every morning.
Right. Well, the nice thing about this Riot is it's very much like Slack, but it's decentralized and it's open source
and it's encrypted.
So it has all these things that Signal or that Slack doesn't have. If the government comes to Slack and says we want to see all the Free State Project communications, they got it all and they're going to send it over to them. They can't do that with Riot. And Riot is a free app. It's cross-platform. You can go to riot.im. And it's actually, I believe it can link into Slack, and it can link into IRC.
Oh, nice.
So it's sort of backward compatible in that way. And there's no membership fee, because, again, you can run your own server, which is awesome, which means you can't get shut down. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.